Absolutely. It's a huge part. And one of the reasons that MPPC was originally created back in 67 with the start of the Moline 90 was because they recognized that we needed to have a voice and an organization that would advocate on behalf of the American pork producers. And it comes down to you have some extremists on the other side that don't understand or really seem to care about the long-term implications of the actions that they make and the effect it's going to have on the American consumer. And so I'm proud of MPPC for taking, with our partners at the American Farm Bureau Federation, taking a case to the U.S. Supreme Court to defend the American consumer. And yeah, it was about Prop 12, but the reality was it was about the implications it was going to have on the California consumer. And we're starting to see it today, right? Trading partners, our competitors worldwide, other countries are looking at the opportunity to import pork products into California. And what a shame is that, right? That we have a state with 40 million people right here in the continental United States that because of a misguided extremist group pushing legislation is now going to import product from overseas. And they talk about their carbon footprint, they talk about sustainability, and here we are. And this is what we're talking about today. In 2023, the U.S. pork industry is less competitive in California than perhaps some of our foreign trading partners. That's a real challenge. And my point with that is less about California, but the impact that these ballot measures or regulations when not really thought through and driven by the market can have. And the beauty of the American pork producer is we're about free market. If consumers want something and they're willing to pay for it, we'll find a way to make it happen. It's when you start regulating through state policy to drive those changes without understanding the long-term implications that we have serious consequences, not just for our industry, but for our consumers. And ultimately, that's what we're here for, is the American consumer.